This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
5:03, good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Wildfires are chewing through dry brush and a federal judge tears into the VA's West LA campus. But first, some 200 homes in Rancho Palos Verdes now without gas, many already without electricity. Natalie Davidian has an update from the city's mayor.
This new shutoff, according to SoCal Gas, is to 54 more homes. The Portuguese Bend community already without gas for about a month. Then they had their power cut off too because of land movement. Now residents in the center part of the landslide also getting disconnected from gas. Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruikshank.
We now have a full-time person that's dealing with the utility/off-grid conversion approach that we are taking. As you know, I've reached out to Elon Musk. I've talked to Tesla Energy. I've talked to several other battery solar off-grid companies. Many of them have reached out, and it got to the point where it just made sense for someone on the city team to be coordinating that. So that's moving forward.
Governor Newsom did declare a state of emergency recently, but that only helps the city get funds for things like running sewer systems. But individual residents are really on their own with their expenses. They should be saving all their receipts because help may eventually come in the form of reimbursements, says the mayor. The city has sent another letter to the governor asking him to include individual residents. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The Line Fire in San Bernardino County has grown to more than 1,100 acres. Zero containment right now. It started last night in Highland. Evacuation warnings now in place for neighborhoods east of Church Street, north of Highland Avenue, and east of Weaver. That's north of Greenspot to the Iron Bridge. And right now, no buildings are threatened or damaged. Fire burning through heavy brush in the San Bernardino National Forest, burning 10 acres before a CAL FIRE aircraft managed to slow it down. Cove Fire was reported earlier this afternoon east of Highway 243 near the mountain communities. No injuries and no buildings are threatened right now. Thousands of utility customers have been hit by power outages ranging from the city of L.A. to Pasadena to the Inland Empire. We talked with listener Frank in Woodland Hills, says he lost power just over an hour ago.
Our AC was out before. However, we have these little AC units, and indeed they are all out. Fans are not working. It's pretty miserable. Something happens before everything in the refrigerator goes bad.
The outage extending for several blocks near Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Another listener, Antonio, also seen the power go out. He was at the Yard House Tavern at the Paseo Mall near Old Town Pasadena. Tells us about 50 people are inside.
It's getting a little warm. And food service, for obvious reasons, isn't happening.
Edison outage map shows more than 6,000 customers hit by outages right now across Southern California, more than half of that number in L.A. County. Actually, pretty low number, given the extreme heat we're dealing with and the fact that Edison serves some 5 million households and businesses. Veterans' rights groups very happy with the federal judge's ruling that forces the leadership of the VA Center in West LA to revoke illegal leases and use that property to build housing for homeless vets. Pete Demetrio has more.
The ruling by Judge David Carter affects the 388 acres of property west of the 405 freeway. Public counsel's Mark Rosenbaum says the scope of the judge's order for the VA to build housing is unprecedented.
The court's order directs that there be 750 units of temporary housing in place and operational on the VA grounds within 18 months. It directs that there be a plan for 1,800 additional units of permanent supportive housing developed within the next 6 months. And it orders an end to the illegal land leases of veteran land.
Rosenbaum and plaintiffs called today the first real Veterans Day in a very, very long time. It's their hope the VA will not appeal the decision. The key now is to appoint a monitor to make sure the VA meets housing construction timetables. In the Mid-Wilshire District, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Governor Newsom has vetoed a bill that would let illegal immigrants get help from the state when it comes to buying a home. AB 1840 would have let them tap into a program that offers no interest loans of up to $150,000 to cover down payments and fees. Newsom cited concerns about the effect this is going to have on the state budget. Metro just got an $893 million federal grant. It's going to be used to begin its new Van Nuys light rail project. Karen Adams reports.
The money will go towards the first phase of the East San Fernando Valley Rail Project.
The project that we're working on now is going to connect with the Metro G Line in Van Nuys, travel along Van Nuys Boulevard, and provide access to the Van Nuys Civic Center, the Panorama Mall, Arleta High School, and communities and businesses in Pacoima.
Metro's Dave Sotero says when the project is completed in 2031, there will be 11 new light rail stations. But this project is one of many to connect all of L.A.
I would say the D-Line subway extension project is one of the important ones that is extending the D-Line subway to West Los Angeles. There's also an extension of the A-Line to additional San Gabriel Valley's areas that is also under construction. And in the future, we're doing the environmental work now for the Sepulveda Transit Corridor project.
He says that'll be another game changer because it'll connect the San Fernando Valley to the west side. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A TikTok killer gets two life sentences in San Diego, and what to do about LA's oil wells. That's all coming up as Nonstop News 5 continues. Let's get more right now, though, on the extreme heat. Joining us, Alex Tardy of the National Weather Service's warning coordinator. And the first question is, why is this heat wave so hot?
Yeah, boy. I was just looking at some of the temperatures across the Inland Empire and northern LA. I don't recall a time where there was so many temperatures as we speak, 111, 112, just everywhere around L.A., north side, all the way through the I.E., from Riverside to Temecula. So why so hot and why so widespread and so close to the coast? Well, the heat dome is right over us, but other things are going on, too. We've got ocean temperatures that are in the 70s. So we've got an air conditioner that's not working very well. And this heat dome where it's positioned right over us is allowing us to get these temperatures all the way to almost to the I-5.
Now, some weather experts are saying we can kind of blame Nevada for this because the weird way that climate and weather works is there cooler air around Nevada is forcing hotter air to compress here. What do you make of that? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's Nevada's fault by any means. It's the overall weather pattern across North America. So what's causing this big dome to be pushed up right over us is not because it's summer necessarily or because we're near a desert, but there's other things going on. In the Gulf of Alaska, there's a big storm, rainstorm, colder air. And so that's pumping this warm air right up across Southern California. And when we do get heat waves, they tend to be in August and September because that's when we have warmer ocean temperatures, which brings less of a sea breeze. But, you know, we're missing much offshore flow here. There's very little offshore flow across L.A. and the Inland Empire, but yet we're still talking temperatures widespread over 110. So believe it or not, it could be a little bit worse.
When is it going to end?
So we've been talking about Friday today being the hottest day, and that still looks to be the case. Dangerous extreme heat all the way down to the 405 almost in Orange County. So we are talking about today being the hottest, and I think we're just going to see a gradual cool down. Not as hot, but still hot Saturday and Sunday. The noticeable cooling will be Monday and Tuesday. So you're still going to have to run your AC a lot into the weekend.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service, thanks for joining us. Social media personality in San Diego has been sentenced to two consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole, plus 50 years to life. Ali Abulaban found guilty for shooting his wife and another man to death when he allegedly caught them together in their apartment. Prosecutors say Abulaban, who went by Jen Kidd on TikTok, was enraged that his wife wanted to leave him and threatened to kill her and any man she was with. LA working to eliminate all oil drilling in the city within 20 years. To achieve that goal, city council recently outlawed all new drilling, but that law just hit a legal roadblock. Here's Craig Figner.
2 years ago, the city of Los Angeles passed a citywide law which said that all new oil drilling within the city limits was banned, outlawed. It was challenged in court, and in this first round, the city has lost. There's been another component to this which has told existing oil well operators that certain maintenance and upkeep is now banned. The goal is to get oil wells phased out at least within 20 years, but with this new ruling in court saying that Los Angeles can't ban new oil wells, well, the city could appeal. And Councilmember Tim McCosker, whose district includes San Pedro, he says he's going to talk with the city attorney and encourage an appeal.
And it's believed there are thousands of active and abandoned oil wells all across Los Angeles. The Boeing Starliner capsule now on its way home from space after undocking from the International Space Station. It's coming back to Earth without its crew of two astronauts going to stay on board the space station. Joining us now, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Sure thing. Glad to be here.
So this thing coming back without the crew because there are some problems with this Boeing Starliner capsule, which is kind of bad news for Boeing. But let's get the technical stuff out of the way first. Once it begins the maneuver to begin slowing down, how long does it actually take a spacecraft like the Starliner to get back down to the ocean?
Well, you know, in this case, the Starliner doesn't land in the ocean. It lands on land. And for this particular landing, they're aiming for White Sands, New Mexico. And so from the point of undocking to touchdown is right around 6 hours, but that time varies depending on the orbit of the space station, you know, where they are when they undock, where the landing site is and all of that. But for this particular landing, about 6 hours.
So Butch and Sonny, by the way, great names for astronauts. You couldn't write that into a movie better. Butch and Sonny are going to stay on the International Space Station. They were only supposed to be there for, what, a couple of weeks? Now they're going to be there into next year. What's the plan to get them back?
Well, you know, that's part of what fed this decision to leave them up there, because they had an alternative. You know, Boeing was convinced that the Starliner would work perfectly. And so far, a lot of thruster firings and things like that as they undock, the spacecraft has, in fact, operated flawlessly. But NASA didn't have enough faith in it. It couldn't be certain that these problems wouldn't come back. So basically, they've switched over to SpaceX. There's another SpaceX Crew Dragon going up here later this month. Butch and Sonny will stay on board the station and come down with that SpaceX Crew Dragon when it returns to Earth next February. So instead of an 8-day flight, you know, it's almost like that song in Gilligan's Island. You know, they set out for an 8-day flight and they're going to end up being up there more than 8.5 months.
I can hear the theme song already. So yeah. They get this capsule back down on the ground. They get a look at it. Everything basically turned out okay. Is that good news for Boeing? Does NASA then say, okay, guys, work on the next capsule?
No, it's more complicated than that. The spacecraft has a thing called the service module that sits right behind the crew module. That's where all the problems were. That's where the thrusters were they had trouble with and those helium leaks we've all talked about. The service module is jettisoned right before they hit the atmosphere. So later this evening, they'll jettison the service module. It will burn up in the atmosphere. They don't get it back. They just get the crew module back. And, of course, there weren't any problems with the crew module. So they're really going to have to spend a lot of time analyzing those thrusters, looking at how they've been built in other Starliners, and seeing what kind of changes they could make to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. But it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be quick. Whether they can fly again before next year is over, I think, remains to be seen. We just don't know yet.
All right. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Bill, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure thing.
5:28, time for a look at your money. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
Wall Street had its worst week in a year and a half as traders expressed worry over the latest look in employment. The job market is slowing down, but it's still growing. The Labor Department says 142,000 jobs were added in August. That was up from just 89,000 in July. But economists were expecting today's number to be closer to 160,000. It's causing some to wonder if the Fed waited too long to start cutting interest rates. Wall Street reacted by closing lower. The Dow lost 410 points, 1%. The S&P lost 95, 1.7%. The Nasdaq was down 437, or 2.5%. TikTok could be banned in the U.S. in a matter of months, but many Americans are becoming less convinced it's a good idea. A new survey from Pew Research finds only about a third of U.S. adults back a TikTok ban.
That compares with half who were in favor of a ban in March of last year. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that is your nonstop news at 5 for Friday, September 6th, another edition on Monday. And check out 20 minutes of nonstop news with Mike Simpson and Vicki Moore Monday morning at 7:30.